Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hello, this is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman, and our quote from the Agile Tip of the Day calendar is based on December 1st, and our quote is, "There is no such thing as a self-made Agilist. An Agilist seeks and embraces the help of others." Being an Agilist, another way of saying an Agile practitioner, one who practices Agile, one who has the Agile mindset, we want to emphasize in this particular quote, or I want to emphasize that it's not about solitude. This is who I am. I know Agile. And I say that because sometimes I meet some people that have studied and practiced Agile in and they kind of let their ego get the best of them. And what I find is that other team members who maybe have not practiced Agile as long suddenly feel like, well, I can't question or challenge this person because they've been doing Agile for a while, so they know best. And I often kind of try to step in as an Agile coach and tell both the person who feels that way that's not really the a way that we want people to feel in Agile, that someone owns the definition and is an authority over everyone else at the team level. At the team level, even if you've had prior experience, you still need to come from a perspective that it might have worked with my old team, but with my new teammates, I want it to be something that we agree on, not something I dictated. So that's one instance where I see where someone feels like, hey, I'm an Agilist, and they're kind of leading with their ego, that it's detrimental to the team. A person who has an Agile mindset, not just Agile book learning, but an Agile mindset, is really going to come from a kind of a humble posture and still share information and insight, but this is what I've seen, this is what I've tried, this is what I've seen the impact if we do A or B, but what do you think? Being open to people. There's someone that is not the first to speak, but kind of listens to everyone else and then contributes and doesn't come across that their word is the final word, but hey, let's look at all of these possibilities and take all this consideration. And even, you know, it's okay to learn from someone else's history. If they've done it and it didn't work out, let's think about why it didn't work out. but maybe it doesn't apply to you. So it's still worth a try. And that should be the person who has that agile mindset. That's what I'm calling an agilist or an agile practitioner, that is like, well, you know, we had some trouble doing it that way, and this is what happens. But hey, I'm open to give it another try. That's the type of mindset. That's the type of presentation and wrapper I want a agilist to have when sharing information and sharing their knowledge with other people in the team or in the organization. And I say this, and I'm passionate about this, because I've seen it come up where even people come to me as the agile coach and said, hey, will you come to our meetings? Because this one person, whenever they speak, they speak as such an authority that it's really not open for anyone else's ideas. And it's kind of like they want to bring me in because I have senior level experience to kind of push back on this person because they just feel powerless against this person. And so, you know, I'm happy to do that, but I don't want to have to do that. And so that's when it's also important that I need to talk to that person. I need to get them aside and have a conversation with them, that you, this is the way you might be coming across. It might not be intentional, and or maybe they think that that's what they're supposed to be do. I need to be the authority here because they don't know any better. Inform them, provide them with information, but be open that it doesn't have to follow that same pattern that you might have experienced elsewhere, and that even if in some cases, you are quoting straight from the scrum box, you know, the scrum body of knowledge, whatever that might be. Still keep in mind that everyone has some leeway. Within Agile, there is some leeway. And sometimes groups have to learn through trial and error. And sometimes it's repeating the error. When you've done Agile enough and long enough, and as you can imagine myself, you end up repeating some of the same errors with different teams. But it's like, I got to let them try. I gotta let them try. And I think sometimes, maybe this time they're going to prove me wrong and they're going to make it right. And teams will do that sometimes because it's their idea and they're going to do what it takes to make it right. And sometimes I even watch them come full circle back to the way that I might have been initially felt was the best way, but they came to it and through their own journey. And that's okay. So as an agilist, never feel like I know it all. And again, I'm pointing out, this is from an agile perspective. Scrum is, yes, it's more of a framework and a methodology. So there are rules and there's do's and don'ts. But as an agilist, don't feel like that you have to push your team into Scrum strictly by the book. Everyone is, for the most part, operating in a Scrum Kanban kind of hybrid implementation. So keep yourself open and agile to hybrids of Scrum. Use your knowledge, but use it to educate and inform, and then use the agile mindset to remind yourself to be open to others, to draw out their ideas, their suggestions, to be that master facilitator of Agile, which is wants you to be inclusive. So that is our quote. And, you know, as Agile teams, just want you to stay healthy check back with us for more quotes and tips. Thanks for listening. Bye.